Tonight, in a patch of bouncing bet, growing in a ditch on the roadside, I saw a peculiar sight. Amidst the stout leafy stems and the pink-white phlox-like flowers, a thick-bodied insect hovered, moving its wings like a hummingbird. In the blur of its flight, I could see two broad stripes, one yellow, one red. It moved from bloom to bloom, inserting a proboscis easily three times the length of its body, poking sometimes at blossoms still tightly balled. The proboscis was sometimes stick-straight, sometimes perfectly curled, and sometimes bent at a near 90-degree angle. Then there was another, and another. I walked along the linear patch of bouncing bet, counting 17 on the way down and 17 on the way back. Surprised and satisfied with my data set, I leaned in to watch them. They seemed more inhabitants of than visitors to this modest flower patch. They never rested, bumping occasionally into my shins, then redirecting. I thought I could hear the faintest whir sometimes when they sped past. Not feathered, but furry, they became fuzzy in the dusk, ghost-like. A name came to mind, as it often does when I see something I have not seen before, a name that is never quite right, but right enough if all I want to do is stand there and look. This time I thought, hummingbird moth. Hummingbird moth, bee fly, mole cricket. I love convergent evolution, when unrelated animals develop the same adaptation. This is why you can gaze at a squid and it can gaze back. A detective could mistake your fingerprint for a koala's. You could thumb wrestle an opossum. Why dolphins and shrews and bats can all see sounds. Why this little moth, hardly a cousin to the vertebrate hummingbird, has developed some similar things. Wings, body shape, hovering, nectar feeding, even a sort of warm-bloodedness. The truth is that nature, both ingenious and ignorant, has her epiphanies over and over again. But convergent evolution can also make life seem less like a happy accident, as if there was a pattern, some meaning, as if we belonged here. And if you're a bit like him, and he's a bit like you, then maybe we should take care of the places that made us so similar. As I watched the 17 hummingbird moths, actually white-lined sphinx moths, forage in the bouncing bet, I had a strange sensation. I wanted to lie down in that patch of flowers and watch them from below, pretend they had risen out of me, be the earth that created such things, these insects that flew like a bird, that flew like I never could have imagined.